Pecan from 50 to 75% off. And there's still a lot of great items left in the store that you can come by and pick up. And you know what? Hey, everybody's always having a birthday or just a thank you, or maybe you forgot somebody. Well, you know what? We've got your gift at Tucker Pecan, and it is 50 to 75% off. You will not find that anywhere with the selection that we have at Tucker Pecan. Corksicles, all kinds of great corksicle items, all kinds of great gifts. Anything you can imagine, we have on sale at Tucker Pecan Company.
Tell them where you're located.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Barry Moore, a true conservative with a proven conservative record. Barry Moore was voted by Yellowhammer News as Alabama's most conservative legislator in 2013. Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature. Barry Moore, the first elected official in America to endorse candidate Donald Trump for president in 2015. Barry Moore for Congress, a proven conservative, a proven Trump Republican.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are not done with this Arctic air mass quite yet. As a matter of fact, tonight will be pretty cold. Overnight low temperature falls to low to mid-20s with mostly clear skies. Tomorrow, not quite as cold, but still chilly with a high temperature in the lower 50s. We're dry. And looking ahead, mid-50s on Thursday. Chance of showers by sometime Thursday afternoon, but showers becoming likely Thursday night, first half of the day Friday. Before that ends, then sunshine returns for Saturday and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Donald Trump, just last week, he confirmed to the National Review that he is again considering a run in 2016.
Do it. Do it. Look at me. Do it. I will personally write you a campaign check now on behalf of this country, which does not want you to be president, but which badly wants you to run.
Donald Trump has been saying that he will run for president as a Republican, which is surprising since I just assumed he was running as a joke.
Is that people think that Donald Trump is a clown.
Donald Trump is a clown.
I mean, does anybody seriously think that Donald Trump is serious about running for president?
Donald Trump, you know, he's a clown.
The likely moderator apparently believes that Donald Trump is a clown.
Which Republican candidate has the best chance of winning the general election?
Of the declared ones right now, Donald Trump.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! Exclamation point. At real Donald Trump. Well, at real Donald Trump, at least I will go down as a president.
That said, basically, this is the beginning of the end for Trump.
The beginning of the end.
Beginning of the end?
This is probably starting of the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
Donald, you're not going to be able to insult your way to the presidency.
The strongest person usually isn't the loudest one in the room.
So right now we have Hillary's about a 75 or an 80% favorite. We have different versions of the forecast you can look at.
Poll has Hillary Clinton up by double digits nationally, 12 points, 50 to 38, in a four-way race.
Clinton leading in Florida, Clinton leading in North Carolina, Clinton leading in Ohio, Clinton leading in Nevada. I could go on and on and on.
I continue to believe Mr. Trump will not be president.
And so, right now, Mr. Trump, to answer your call for political honesty, I just want to say, you're not going to be president, all right? It's been fun. It's been great. I love you. But come on. Come on, buddy.
We have a major projection right now. Donald Trump will take Ohio. That's the CNN projects. Donald Trump will carry the state of Florida. Huge win for Donald Trump. Donald Trump, while we project, will win in Kentucky, in Indiana, with its 11 electoral votes. West Virginia, Florida, Tennessee, Mississippi, South Carolina, Alabama, North Dakota, with its 3 electoral votes, and South Dakota, Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, the state of Montana, North Carolina, Georgia, Iowa, Utah, Wisconsin, Arizona, Kansas, with its 6 electoral votes, Nebraska, with its 5 electoral votes, and Wyoming, with its 3 electoral votes.
Sorry to keep you waiting. Complicated business.
A lot of people have laughed at me over the years. Now they're not laughing so much, I'll tell you.
Get that cow off my TV.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
There she is, a fat old D.C. degenerate. Ah, you crazy with all the aid. It was illegal. You're so full of crap, lady. Stick it up your ass.
Ah! And here.
And I'm currently being treated for a heart arrhythmia, so.
Welcome to Happy Hour.
That's all I needed to see. Some 300-pound oaf with hair that looks like it was done by Lawn Boy, by Lewis Lawn. Just walked in there and had him go over it with one of their mowers. Yeah, you withheld the Ukrainian aid. Hey, that son of a bitch, Biden! What you call it? It was blackmailed. That's the word, blackmailed. We're going to hold $1 billion until you find the prosecutor sucking into my corrupt son.
It's not over, Greg.
They make me sick. Well, they're disgusting. They're putrid. And I'm not going to watch this crap. I'm just not going to watch it. There's nothing to say about it.
Well, we have MASH on now, so...
Great. I get to watch all the early American liberals make their points through a TV show about a war. Oh. Honestly, they're just... He can't stop lying. Bug-eyed Burbank Bolshevik Adam Schiff tells the Senate he gave Republicans equal time during slapdash Schiff sham when he blocked their witnesses and questions. Breaking bombshell, Elizabeth Warren's son-in-law produced film funded by Iranian government. Here's an even bigger one. Somebody slipped this to that fat moose I was just watching on TV. New reports reveal that the companies of Biden's brother, forget the idiot son, that couldn't find his ass with both hands no matter what you paid him. Biden's brother received $54 million in taxpayer-funded loans to finance energy projects in Central America.
With no energy experience.
With no experience. Well, that you don't need experience if you're a Biden. And we got another Bernie bro, one of his field organizers, caught on video calling for Stalinist gulag re-education camps for Republicans. I'll straight up get armed. I'm ready for the effing communist revolution. Well, so are we, you son of a bitch. Screw you. And anybody that would vote for that old fart, who in his life has never produced a dollar of anything meaningful because he's been... They always use the term, I've been a public servant. When you're making a living in an elected position, you are not a public servant. You are an employee of the people of the United States or the state you represent or the city you work for. You're not a public servant. When we do a public service announcement on the radio, it's free. That's what public service is. That's when you volunteer. Like the guy that's going to clean up all the crappy Democrat cities where people are pitching tents in alleys and in front of businesses and yet they keep voting for more of it. I mean, we all knew this was coming today, but it's still, to see that pig. I'm sorry. Looks like you're paid pretty well because you're certainly eating your share of the food, woman. Not that I'm, a fashion model myself at my weight. Besides, my job this afternoon is to invite you to have pizza with us at the pizza place.
Yes.
Let's drown our sorrows in some great pizza. So, who wants to come join me? I should be calm by then.
You won't be throwing pizza across the restaurant.
No. No, that won't be happening.
Set a give. Give him a set a give.
Yeah, I need a set a give. So if somebody could administer a set of give, I'm sure I'll be fine by 6. We're going to be there from 6 to 7, and you can try all of their great and original pizzas, including the basics. Pepperoni, cheese, but I know I'll be bringing home one of those white garlic sauce spinach pizzas and a pepperoni calzone. And I didn't realize this, but I'm dictating everything I'm saying into my cell phone. Play the basics, pepperoni, but cheese.
Ooh, did it get all the conversation before?
No.
That's an earful.
Yeah. Sometimes when you use that kind of language, Siri says, that's not nice. Well, I'm not, when I see this, I'm just not, look at this, Bill Hemmer, who replaced Shepard Smith, has crushed his ratings.
I love Bill Hemmer.
He's good.
Yeah, he is.
But we all knew what Shepard's, you know, he hated Trump and, you know, he's a hack liberal and somehow managed to survive a long time. You know, he used to be a good news guy. And in certain situations, he was good at keeping up with the flow of news. But he is not, he was not working in one of the commentary time slots like Hannity or Ingram or Tucker, who yesterday said, careful, Republicans, we could end up with Bernie. I'll kill myself if Bernie Sanders is in the White House.
Well,
I'm not even
going
to bother. That even somebody as bright as Tucker Carlson thinks that's possible? Holy
well, we
crap.
Do we do need to be on our toes, and we don't need to take anything for granted.
No, I agree with that. But yeah. If they keep pissing us off at the rate they're doing it, Election Day should be a Republican bloodbath. Why do we even have to worry about five idiots in the Senate that, well, I'm not too sure, you know, we need to see hear from everybody, and there is nothing, there is no crime cited in the articles of impeachment whatsoever. It's an abuse. It's a true abuse. That should be a real serious thing. There were 11 crimes cited during the impeachment of Bill Clinton. 11. And they still didn't convict him. But the country went through this whole ordeal.
Hello.
And
David?
I don't think people are feeling it that way right now because we all know this is BS. When Nixon was being impeached, that was serious. Everybody was watching that. Millions and millions of people every day. And a lot of politicians made themselves stars out of that. With Clinton, it was different because he was a Democrat and not a Republican with the shifty, sneaky demeanor of Richard Nixon. But Nixon did some really good stuff, especially in international. I mean, the whole reason we're cutting deals with China goes back to what he did by breaking the ice with them and the Russians. But the Democrats control the curriculum, so they're going to make sure that he's remembered as a crook, that Bill Clinton was a mastermind of a great economy, and blah, 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 and, you know, Trump was elected by redneck braces. Let's see, I got some good reaction. A picture of former Prince. Is it Harry and Meghan?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Harry's saying, y'all got one of those Ukraine gas company director jobs? I love it. That's funny. And we have our first call of the afternoon with David 272-9228.
Hey, Greg, how are you? Hey, I was reading an article this weekend where it was talking about that there was an anonymous article written in the Harvard Law Review. And you know how for the past, 10, 15 years, the Democrats have been pushing to make Washington, D.C. a congressional, area so that they could get representation in Congress.
Oh.
And, well, this article in the Law Review basically was pushing the idea that if and when they can get to that point, that what they would try to do is to actually, and they were going to use it as kind of like a template for the rest of the country for the Democrat Party. Washington, D.C. is the most Democrat-dominated city in the United States.
Yeah.
And they would take and split up Washington, D.C. itself into different congressional zones so that they could pack the House and Senate with more Democrats. And they would use that as a template for major cities like New York, L.A., San Francisco, Seattle.
Oh, that's scary.
To do the same thing in order to, basically, as they termed it, right the wrongs that have been done on our society.
They're the biggest wrong that's been done on our society. Crappy
yeah.
cities ruined by 60-plus years of Democratic leadership, programs of dependency, no incentive to get off the public dime. Until now, because there's actually jobs out there that pay a livable wage.
Right, yeah.
That's kind of frightening, but I'm glad you brought that to us.
Yeah, I mean, it was but it gives you kind of a glimpse into the, future of what the Democrats are trying to accomplish here in America.
They never quit. That's why we cannot
they
let
won't.
Our guard down. They are like weasels. They just never quit. They're
yeah,
termites.
And it's kind of like I remember hearing a interview a few weeks ago with a former military intelligence person, and he was talking about the tenacity of radical Islamists. And he said that he was interrogating one time, and he told him, he said, "You live your life by a watch." He said, "We live ours by a calendar." And that's basically how the Democrats work.
Mm-hmm.
They're patient. They're, they're constantly working.
I have compared the progressive movement to terrorism many times. They just don't quit. They never take a day off.
Never quit, yep.
They get setbacks. That's all right. They're back the next day, and they've got control of some pretty powerful weapons, like the media.
Yep.
I looked at the newspaper, came in this morning. It was like 8 pages. They don't seem to care. They just want to keep repeating what they're told to say.
Sure, absolutely.
There's one news director in this country. His name is Barack Obama. Thanks, David. That's scary. Just one more thing to worry about. What does John Roberts want? Asked Don Serber. The wild card of the impeachment is not Trump. Our president will let the impeachment run its course, much like he allowed the Mueller witch hunt to go on. Yes, he tweeted. Sure, he squawked. And he dumped Sessions the first chance he had, but Mueller provided a good cover for the Donald to do all those things the press ordinarily would stop if brought to light. Impeachment provides more cover, so President Trump will take it like a man and get to do things like slap work requirements on food stamps and end birth tourism with little attention. This is the hand they gave him, and he plays it well. Now, the wild card is Chief Justice John Roberts, and we already know from the Obamacare ruling we can't trust him. The question is, will he allow the Senate to do its thing, as his predecessor, William Rehnquist, did with the Clinton impeachment, or will he assert himself? He could, after all, place a stamp on history by becoming a hanging judge who makes acquittal impossibly expensive for Republicans. Just how, I am not sure, but my limited experience tells me judges seldom are really surprised by a jury verdict. A reader asked about Roberts. The reader wrote in an email, "The actual parameters of his role are a bit hazy, but he's chosen to exceed his role and rewrite legislation with Obamacare, so there's no reason to believe he might not do so again. His motivation in the Obamacare decisions appeared to be politically influenced. Whether that was actually the case or just appeared to be, there will be more attempts by the liberals and media to try again. Another factor is his appearance to protect the judiciary from appearing political. In the Obamacare case, this probably backfired and damaged his reputation. Sure did. And the court in general, but it appeared to be his intent. He also replied to Trump's statements about Obama judges with the laughable claim that there are no Obama judges. Now, we all know that's a total crap pile. Look at some of the rulings that come from... They're all about agenda. They got nothing to do with the Constitution, nothing to do with the law. All judges are just doing their job without agendas. Well, you must be the most naive man in America, Mr. Roberts, if you really believe that. Given his desire to protect the judiciary, it would be good to remind him that in addition to removing a president, the impeachment process is the means to remove a judge or justice, and lowering the standard for impeachment from serious crime to political differences could severely damage the judiciary. I gave the readers a quick answer. You make excellent and insightful points. The question is, what does Roberts want from all this? What's in it for him? Presiding over an impeachment is a loser for a chief justice. Rehnquist was glad to be rid of it in a week. That said, Roberts oversaw the FISA court that enabled Obama to spy on Trump. Where's his reform? And we'll get back to that. This is worth exploring a little further, but in all the back and forth on impeachment, his name hasn't come up much. I hope you're warm and toasty today if your heater is taking good care of you. I know if you're a Clark's Club member and something went wrong, one phone call to 277-2125, they would be on the way to address it. When it's really hot and your AC ain't working, or it's really cold and your house is not heated, you don't want to hear about tomorrow or 2 days. You want to hear now. And that's what Clark's Club members benefit by through their membership, Urgent Care Service. They got the best HVAC and plumbers on the planet. So go with a company that will twice a year come out, check your system, make sure it's running efficiently, repair anything that needs to be fixed, and then be available 24/7 in case of an emergency. You'll never have to think twice about who to call. That's 277-2125 for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people. It's Clark's. Go to ClarkComfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004.
I'm Johnny Sullivan from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road.
I'm a fan of brunch, Johnny, but I've never thought of Sinclair's as a brunch place. What do you have to offer brunch-wise?
Well, we give you a glass of champagne with each egg order, each Benedict, you know, any one of them. We got about eight different ones. You know, traditional eggs Benedict, crab cakes and eggs, steak and eggs. We do a traditional scrambled egg breakfast.
Say someone in our party is not a huge breakfast person. Is the regular menu available?
Besides our brunch, we offer fried chicken and vegetables and stuff like that as an addition for somebody that wants more of a home-cooked meal.
It all sounds fantastic. Are there special hours for brunch on Saturday and Sunday?
It's very popular. Theoretically open at 11 o'clock, but I usually open the doors about a quarter till because there's always somebody in the parking lot trying to get in from church.
Saturday and Sunday brunch, an outstanding traditional menu, live music. It's easy to understand why Sinclair's is a Montgomery tradition. Located at Taylor and Vaughn and open 7 days a week. We'll see you there, Johnny.
I'm Johnny Sullivan. I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. All three locations are staffed with top-notch certified technicians who have state-of-the-art diagnostic technology to determine the cause of the engine issue. Now, one reason people don't get their car serviced on a regular basis is time. Don Duncan's All-American Tire takes that excuse away with customer service that will absolutely exceed your highest expectations. I know. I've been a customer for a long time. I can drop my car off. They'll take me to my home and pick me up when the work is finished. They make it so convenient. Oh, and when you need tires, there's no need to shop. Don Duncan has established direct relationships with all the major tire brands, so don't fall for this buy three, get one free scam. Get your tires wholesale price that always includes installation. Value unsurpassed customer service at all three Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road north of Vaughan, and at 408 Madison downtown.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain.
like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers. All on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
36 days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor can help you quickly find the right job candidate in half the resumes. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. And Glassdoor hires are committed. They're 30% more likely to stay with your business longer. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
New from Samsung, the Galaxy Throwback. If you feel like you're too plugged into technology, this is for you. It's an old-school phone that you plug into your wall. Pick up the handset and hold it to your ear. The Galaxy Throwback includes 10 rotary digits that you spin with your index finger. You'll also receive a 3-foot coil cord that connects from the phone base to the handset. You can hear a real dial tone. And the best part? There's no distracting apps, GPS, YouTube, Twitter, or Facebook. Simplify your life with the all-new Galaxy Throwback. Now available for just under $1,000.
Hey, that sounds like a good idea. Huh? Oh, so that's the woman, Lofgren. American people believe Trump should produce documentary evidence. What are you talking about? Oh, CBS is not, they're the only network not in Senate coverage. Yeah, they're all acting like this is the end. Nobody believes this, so stop it. Stop pretending. Yeah, it's serious when a political party tries to undo an election result. The way that's supposed to work is the next election. You sell what you have and hope that the people buy it. And that ain't happening because you spent 3 years making up crap while the president has kept more promises than he's actually made. And we're all supposed to... Meanwhile, Bolshevik Bernie, his supporters are out there saying, yeah, those gulags for... Go ahead and make our day. How did this happen? We should be thrilled with the condition of our country and the direction it's going. In fact, a poll today. Do you know that during Obama's presidency, only 13%, according to Gallup, 13% thought the country was going in the right direction? Somehow he got reelected. Today, that number is 43%. That's the highest it's ever been. The highest ever. It should be much higher. But you know, when you have a willfully ignorant and growing, unfortunately, segment of the population that's really not paying attention, that doesn't understand the forces at work here, that's the thing that worries me. And something else. You know, I remember we waited like we were counting down till Christmas on that Obamacare ruling. If I'm not mistaken, it was made on the last day of the Supreme Court's week in June of 2014. Most of us thought there's no way, based on constitutional principles, that that law can stand. And, of course, the Democrats told their idiot voters, it's not a tax, but we have to pay this mandatory thing every year. It's not a tax. But when they were in the Supreme Court arguing their case, they told Justice Roberts, it's a tax. And Congress has the power to tax. Never got into the real issue, which was, does Congress have the power to compel you and compel me to buy something? health care coverage. Does Congress have the power to tell a business what they need to give to employees? That's not how health care got started. Not because the government said do it, but because businesses offered it when it was cost effective to keep their better employees.
Yeah, as an incentive.
Wasn't a rule or a law. But like so many other things, I didn't even know I had health insurance until I was in my 30s. Because I was so healthy. Things are a little bit different today.
I'm dying over here.
And the thing is that I don't understand. Because anybody can get health care. I mean, people can go to the emergency room if they don't have insurance and be treated.
And they do, and they have been for years.
And so it's not like people don't have access to health care. They do.
You cannot reason. It's like the whole issue with illegal immigration. We have thousands of Americans who have been murdered, raped, robbed. We've got tens of thousands of illegals in jail. In New York, well, there's no bail anymore. And in California, they're getting ready to do the same thing. Get arrested. Don't even bother with us unless it's for more than $900. Like, that's the how they pick that as the dividing line between crime and not worth it. It's going to get worse. We've had one woman who was arrested 3 times in a week and the third time after she killed somebody, a 92-year-old. I guess it doesn't matter until it's your family that's affected by somebody who shouldn't be here. If somebody doesn't belong here and they're sent to where they do belong to go through the process, it's easy to understand why everybody wants to be in America. Even though the Democrats tell us every day what a suckhole country it is, it's racist, it's bigoted, those are rednecks and crazy people at that rally in Virginia. No, it wasn't. I should post the blog from Otis AD because she actually went back to the 2009 Tea Party rally in D.C. A sea of humanity down the length of Constitution Avenue and the mall, from the Capitol steps to the Washington Monument, wall to wall. It was amazing. It was patriotic Woodstock.
That's when you went, wasn't it, Greg?
I went to that one and the one the next year. Man, this is just incredible. This will be all over the newspapers and everything else. Nothing. Because Obama told his media minions, ignore this. He flew over it. He didn't see anybody. He flew over it in Marine One early that morning.
Nothing to see here. Make sure you're right then.
Because I stopped in Charlotte the next morning on the train. Couldn't wait to see the Sunday paper. There was nothing that sent a chill through me. That was the first sign that things are not as they appear to be. Now, if that had been an abortion rights march, we would have never heard the end of it. It would have been nonstop network coverage. Didn't see nothing, anything. It got short shrift if it got any attention at all. Yeah, just a bunch of racists. How could you not possibly like this great president? Oh, God. It's 3:36. Who's coming to join us at the pizza place?
Is our phone? Yeah, 272-9228.
We're not asking questions. We just sit around the table, eat all these different great pizzas. It'll stuff you. Bring a friend. Bring a date, your spouse, a kid. We don't care. We just want you to try some great pizza. And on a day like this, have you been outside?
It is. It's a bit nipply out. Nippy out.
It is. Piping hot pizza is just what you need. All right. Now we have a much bigger story potentially breaking this afternoon. And that is the Baseball Hall of Fame announcement, which I think we'll get at 5 or sometime after 5 o'clock. Derek Jeter should be unanimous. I'm hoping that Curt Schilling gets in. The only reason Curt Schilling isn't in baseball's Hall of Fame is because he had the audacity to post some true statistics about Islam. And you're not supposed to do that when you're a baseball player. He's a very conservative guy. And they beat the snot out of him over this. And now, you know, he says, I've regretted that every day since. Well, yeah, they made your life a living hell for having the audacity to not, you know, speak the truth. I'm surprised anybody goes to the White House. I'm glad the LSU guys went and they were dancing in the Oval Office. They had a great time with the president. You know, when people break through all these media barriers and they meet the guy and they say, what are they talking about? What is this hate? What is this hate that this man's supposed to, I keep reading it. There's nothing there. It's so sad. In the meantime, the newspaper, all 8 pages of it, why do you think it's that small? Obviously, they don't care. I take a look, and everything is about another thing that's wrong with America. Or drumming up old racial issues when we really, clearly, I think, have been moving on. Did we get a...
They hung up.
Don't do that to Rosie. Rosie's going to be there tonight. If you don't like me, come and see her. That's the pizza place. That's 6 to 7 at their location, which is at...
Harrison Road in Perry Hill.
Yeah, right by the Dollar General.
Right.
We will also... You have your choice of sodas with the pizza. It's fun. We've had a great time at these. We were going to do it last week, but the weather was rainy. We didn't want you to be driving around in that, but... Tonight's just cold. We can take care of that when you get there. 50 years ago, Jerry and Kyle Kaiser opened a furniture store on the Wetumpka Highway that would establish the standard for excellence in the Montgomery area, and it still is. Kaiser Fine Home Furnishing still sets and exceeds that standard, and they have what you need for your home. During January, you bring your Christmas gift cards in during January and save 50% on their in-stock inventory. Living room, dining room, den, and bedroom. Stella is our point person there, although they have a great staff. When you go to Kaiser, it's a big building, so wear comfortable shoes. There's lots to see, 60,000 square feet. It's big. But if you're looking for something specific like we were, a recliner, they'll line up the choices in the price range you're shopping in, and all you got to do is find out which one's most comfortable. You can get 0% through a Synchrony account for qualified buyers, and have interest repayments for 18 months. So I just gave you a whole bunch of good reasons to upgrade or add to your furniture. Because these days, in this thriving economy, you can afford your house payment and to put nice things in it. Shop Wiser by Kaiser, 4044 Wetumpka Highway. And please tell Stella and her amazing staff that you heard about them here. What's going on?
I think it's something with the phone, but I'll see.
I'm going to throw the phone down the stairs.
No.
I'm going to throw it across.
No.
I'm going to go.
Check traffic?
Check traffic.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever needed to check traffic more than I do right now.
I agree.
And before I come back, Menthol Meredith will visit to talk about Dry January, another one of these social media driven things to get people to stop drinking.
Hey, it's Hugging Day. Isn't that National Hug Day?
I'm too angry to hug anybody right now.
Well, let's send a hug across the airwaves. Yes.
Hug you, everybody. We love you. I said, doesn't your heart have to be into that? I mean, right now, I think I could give somebody a great Heimlich maneuver. I mean, I could probably pop the food, you know, across the width of Interstate 85.
Hey, you have to fake it till you make it. You just go for it. You just go for it, and the feelings will follow.
Oh, my God, look at the time. Isn't that right, Rich Thomas?
Boy, look at the time.
3:41. Rich's forecast in a moment. First look at the road.
Good
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had an accident earlier, Highway 82 at Gin Shop Hill Road. That's just up the hill from Prattville Pickers. Use caution there up in Prattville. Light to moderate traffic on the interstate. So we're a little busy on the East South Boulevard at Troy Highway and in front of Baptist, I-65 and 85. Speed limit traffic through downtown Montgomery and no issues at the merge downtown. Keep it right here. We'll keep you updated. Hey, Festival Plaza is the center of shopping in East Montgomery, and they've got limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theaters at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton, 270-9177 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Get to B-Dubs on Thursdays for buy one, get one free boneless wings. Or as we like to say, 100% more wings. That's right. When you buy boneless wings on Thursdays, you get the same amount of wings for $0.00. Basically, the second order is 100% off. So get here for buy one, get one free boneless wings on Boneless Thursdays. Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar!
Buy one, get one of equal value free. Dine in at participating locations. Takeout's limited and may vary by location. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one offer per customer. Not valid with any other coupon.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Montgomery police are investigating three separate homicides from the weekend. Authorities say that 25-year-old Tumertrius Richards, 30-year-old Brandon Ziegler, and 52-year-old Lamar Bailey were all shot and killed. If you have any information on any of these cases, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. A prominent voting rights activist has been arrested. 54-year-old Kenneth Glasgow was arrested Saturday on charges including drug possession, assault, and evidence tampering in Dothan. Police say Glasgow struggled with an officer who tried to arrest him after finding crack inside his pocket. Cold weather has made its way to the river region, and a local organization is reminding residents in need to get warm clothing. Mercy House in West Montgomery provides meals, showers, washing machines, and internet access to those in need, as well as warm clothes. Mercy House is located at 2412 Council Street. To receive assistance, you just need to show some form of ID. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are not done with this Arctic air mass quite yet. As a matter of fact, tonight will be pretty cold. Overnight low temperature falls to low to mid-20s with mostly clear skies. Tomorrow, not quite as cold, but still chilly with a high temperature in the lower 50s. We're dry. And looking ahead, mid-50s on Thursday. Chance of showers by sometime Thursday afternoon, but showers becoming likely Thursday night, first half of the day Friday. Before that ends, then sunshine returns for Saturday and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well,
Everyone stop drinking for this dry January thing. Heck, I even went 17 days without drinking. And I ain't gone 17 days without drinking since I was in the fifth grade. I would have probably made the whole month, but I had a hell of a day on Friday, so I had to take the edge off. So I went down to the Dollar Liquor and bought me a box of wine off the bottom shelf. And wouldn't you know it, the dang spigot broke off. So seeing how mother is the necessity of invention, I ripped that box open and stuck a straw right inside the bag they got in there. It was like drinking a giant Capri Sun full of Chardonnay. I really ought to have my own cooking show or something. Anyway, I've been drinking less, so I guess my dry January has been more like a damp January.
Keep trying, Mary. By the way, I have to... I got to edit my magazine column.
Send it to me.
I'd like you to take a look at it.
Okay.
It's not finished. I haven't come up with a brilliant ending yet. But I decided, I was looking at the, and I'm always so last minute with it. What about February is special? Oh, Valentine's. I've written, you know, tons about that. And then I remembered February 4th. That was the day I was on Good Morning America, and it's how I got there that's really the amazing part of the story, because it was all the result of a simple prayer I said on the morning of January 9th. So the whole story starts there. And it was one of those things where I was just like in the middle. It was all happening with a force that was not mine. I just happened to, and I got credit I didn't deserve. It's just one of those things, but it ended up in the Globe, and that's the funny part, because I had never dreamed I would end up in a tabloid, and that was the first of two times I ended up in the Globe, and it's really, just to tell you the experience, and I found that thing yesterday. You saw it.
Yes,
DJ saves life while, and both times, I never once, in all the years I was down there, picked up the phone and called a newspaper or a TV station and said, hey, we got a thing going on here. It just happens. You either get that or create that or inspire that or you don't. It doesn't happen here because they hate me.
No, they don't.
Not I've said this before. Maybe I'm wrong. I hope I am. But I think if I got hit by a truck and dragged down a half a mile of 85... it wouldn't be in the newspaper unless it was under the headline, cleaning crews forced to work overtime to get mess off interstate.
We are going to work on the words of your mouth.
Hey, why don't we try and guilt trip a few moms and dads? Because everybody knows that kids love pizza.
Yeah.
We've had some terrific kids do the pop quiz with random facts.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to love that. Why not bring the kids for free pizza tonight at the pizza place?
I heard the little girl this morning.
Yeah.
She was great.
She was. She was awesome. I don't remember the question, but...
It was the band, the Big Beat.
Oh, the Big Beat, right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she was...
adorable.
At a Rich Thomas level. So that's at the pizza place, 6 to 7.
And on student council in second grade.
Yeah, that was impressive.
Management. Very sharp.
Yep. Yeah, she's got quite the future. 272-9228. If you have anything to say about the goings-on, what's this? This is from the Cronins in North Carolina. I know that if they were a little closer than 8 hours away, they would come
to the
pizza place.
They would come for pizza, yes, they would.
They would. Hello, Greg and Rosie. The leftist idiots are not worth hurting your heart. You need some happy news, and here it is. Paul and I are definitely coming this year to finally meet you, and you're all right.
Yay!
Probably the summer, at least the fall, because it is so humid. Yes. God allowed Trump to win. He is not going to allow this to all be thrown down the tubes. There is a reason he has to go through the fire, as we all do. I certainly don't understand it, but it's enough to know that the heat is on the Democrats, the Democrats, hence their rabid vitriolic attacks. This is true. I think one of the reasons they're being so ugly is they're just lashing out. Young Virginia rallygoers destroy media racism claim. Yeah. Nobody ever talks about the Second Amendment as it applies to black people, those who were not allowed to own guns because they were black, not allowed to protect themselves when the Democrat-driven Ku Klux Klan was lynching and threatening and menacing people. They should have their Second Amendment rights, and they went to that rally yesterday to make a point about that. But nobody ever talks about that because it makes people squirm. A black Second Amendment supporter at the rally pulled back the covers on the establishment media's attempts to paint pro-gun Virginians as nothing but white rednecks. And he says, what I don't understand, I don't support, is the fact that every news piece you've seen on this weekend, they've always brought up the issue of race as though it's nothing but white rednecks and hillbillies out here who care for the Second Amendment. When actually, black Americans, Asian Americans, Hispanic Americans, Americans in general care about the Second Amendment. Because without it, then we would have Nancy Pelosi in the White House. Trump would have been gone 2 years ago. And this governor, who poses in blackface, has no problem with letting born children die if mother says no. I mean, these are the people that care about life? I don't think so. Let's talk about Eddie Bader.
Yes, it's better with Bader.
It's better with Bader. He has a gift. To put it in practical terms, I've referred to Eddie as the great Yenta of local real estate because he's a matchmaker. And by that, I mean people who are looking to buy or rent come to Eddie with the criterion they have in mind. And people who want to sell, they want a go-getter. They want somebody who is on the job from the minute they sign the contract to make sure the house gets seen and sold. And everything is done to get the best possible price. And that's what he does. Go to Facebook, Eddie Bader Realtor from the Goodson Group. And the Goodson Group, they offer a wonderful property management service, and I use them for that. Oh, I see a post out here, but that one's been sold. So I won't send you in that direction. But if that's what the sign you want to see in front of your house, this is the guy you want to call to get on the job. Eddie Bader at the Goodson Group, 322-0662. It's a stressful time when you have to sell, especially if you're moving to another part of the country. You don't need somebody who's going to kind of take their time or act like, well, you know, this is going to be... That's not what Eddie is. Eddie is tenacious. He's a 24-7... I mean, on the weekends, that's the hardest time to get a hold of him because he's always showing a place for potential buyers or showing a place for the sellers that entrust that situation to him. And he's so easy to work with. If it is a stressful time, Eddie Bader is the cure for that
as well.
He's
lots of fun.
322-0662, Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group. He needs your listening to it. Really kind of makes him tick. So let's keep Eddie going. It's 5 minutes before 4 o'clock. I'm going to grab this because we don't have much time. Who is this?
Hey, this is Rob.
Hey, Rob, how are you?
Man, I'm hanging in there. How you doing?
Me too. I'm barely alive. What can we do for you?
No, I was just calling to tell you I was going to try to make it tonight.
Oh, please do. Please do.
Yeah. I'm the one that bought all those wings last time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to get some more tonight, yes.
They got great wings. They got great subs. They got great everything.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Yay. Please do. You going to bring somebody along?
No, it's just going to be me.
Well, we'll look forward to it.
I'll be there.
We'll see you there, Rob.
And that's the pizza place. Call us at 272-9228. Just let us know you're coming.
Right.
We just want to be prepared for a number of people. And you're going to love the pizza. Traffic is coming up in 90 seconds.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money, so he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Great Clips is having a great grand opening because at Great Clips, it's gonna be great. And that means everything. Your haircut, the price, even their grand openings. So come to the new Great Clips located at 7747 East Chase Parkway in front of Best Buy. In celebration of their grand opening, they're offering $6.99 haircuts for a limited time. Help celebrate by stopping in today for a $6.99 haircut at Great Clips East Chase in front of Best Buy. Great Clips, it's gonna be great.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very busy this afternoon. Congested on the boulevards, East and East South Boulevard, especially Troy Highway in front of Baptist. And from 331 on the West Boulevard up to 65. I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Mostly moderate to heavy at times traffic. No issues at the interchange, and we have no accidents to report to you at this time. Keep it here. We will keep you updated all afternoon long. Bring your tax refund to Reinhardt Used Car Super Center. You'll get a minimum of $1,000 trade-in on anything you can ride, roll, chase, or drag on the lot. Reinhardt Used Car Super Center for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain. Like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers. All on America's largest and most